Right now on the phone from Aspen Dental, we have Dr. Clark Downing. Good morning, and how are you? Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. Good morning, and hope all is going well. Thank you for letting me talk to you.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Now, May is Aging Americans Month, and, you know, my morning show partner and myself, we're over the proverbial hill. I've still got my teeth in my head.
Still have all mine so far.
Or so she says. Anyway, so as people are getting older, the problema exists that people are not seeing their dentist on a regular basis, no?
You know, absolutely. It's I think 40% of uninsured older adults haven't even been to the dentist in the past 5 years or more. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. Sometimes finances get hard, or the ability to get to the dentist can be a challenge. And we're really encouraging patients. I'm with Aspen Dental myself, and really encouraging people to see their dentist, to have their teeth evaluated, and make sure that they're keeping their mouth healthy.
What are some of the issues that older Americans are going to face by delaying visits to the dentist, and just, you know, well checks, teeth cleaned, and stuff like that? I mean, are there any other health-related issues? Because I know as people get older, I know that research bears that people that have serious plaque issues with their teeth and things like that, with plaque buildup, even if they brush it off, are more susceptible to stroke and other medical problems.
Well, you bring up a great point. The mouth really is truly, I always say, it's the gateway to the body. Everything that you eat and breathe, it passes through the mouth and gets to the rest of the body. And, you know, delaying things just on from the dental perspective, small cavities eventually will get to the nerve and maybe kill the tooth and require a root canal or something very expensive. Or not doing routine cleanings can lead sometimes into periodontal or gum disease. And can create just expense level keeps increasing as we let things get out of control. However, just as you said, you're right. Diseases like diabetes can be more difficult to control when you're harboring mouth infection. People with heart issues or maybe a heart valve that's been replaced is susceptible to infection from the teeth. And so the mouth is really not separate from the body; it's all connected. And so keeping a healthy mouth is very, very important for your overall health.
If you do have someone that does not have insurance, and that might be the reason that, you know, like you said, that some people are not going in, is there any help for people who may be on low income levels?
You know, there is different things. If you don't have insurance, dental bills can be high, and you know, we're with Aspen Dental, and we try to keep our prices lower for patients. There are different payment options and different ways you can some people finance, although that's not fantastic for everybody. But there are other organizations, like we've teamed up with Oral Health America, that really helps with the dental component and education of finding places in your community that might be avenues to achieve free dental care or much lower costs for people who really need it. But it is a challenge in America, I'll be honest. It's truly an unmet need. We've really heard a lot about health care in the headlines recently, but it really doesn't focus on dental. And millions of Americans are living with dental pain, and when you don't have a source to pay for that, it is a problem that we need to address in America.
Absolutely.
All right, Dr. Downey, anything that you would like to leave us with as far as parting words for aging Americans and caring for their teeth?
Yeah, absolutely. I just encourage people to see their dentist. You know, like at Aspen Dental, we try to remove barriers to seeing your dentist. We usually make the first visit as easy as we can, no cost for people who don't have insurance, to at least find out what's there. And then you can evaluate your options and decide what to do. If you do want to come see a dentist with Aspen Dental, you can come to aspendental.com. That's our website. And learn more about us. But really, my biggest advice is find out what's in your mouth and evaluate your options instead of putting it off until something hurts.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Clark Downey, Aspen Dental.